You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Whoa. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hi, John.
Hello.
Glad you joined us.
I made
here.
A mess.
All right.
Again.
I know.
What did you do now?
Nothing.
Tried to make
I'm
going to
look.
Nothing.
What did you
nothing.
Do?
I cleaned it up. I brought it over there. I actually told Jim to take because I cleaned up before.
I'm trying to clean up. Okay.
I don't believe he cleaned
hey,
it up.
You know, okay. Talk about snarkiness.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, Todd just told me I was out there.
What?
He goes, hey, John, quick thing for you. Oh, yeah. He goes, you know, when I'm going like this, that means wrap it up.
For both of you. And also, don't start talking till I give you one of these. Then you know your mic is on.
Oh, yeah.
Because wow. that just happened.
I know.
How many years have we been doing this now?
Well, we're learning. We're learning. Work in progress.
One
really?
Step at a time.
Yes.
One
and he has to time. Do it in front of
Spoon
company.
Spoon
he can't do it when, you know, we're by ourselves. He has to do it in front of company.
Yeah, to scold us.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that? That's...
Like I'm
hey,
with my dad again.
We are good at...
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Skateboard, skate parks. You're doing this bigger than anyone in our community.
And I just want to say, Jim and I were talking about this. He and I dedicated the first skate park in Green Bay.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
Behind the old community, or is that still a community police thing?
Right. At Joanne's. I was telling you
about that.
Across
from Washington. Yeah.
And that was
when Brian
was there.
And that was a big deal.
It was.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that was very cool. And what I think is cool about skateboarding is you got to be talented, but there's teamwork in that. There's talent. Those kids get along. I just think it's a great, you know, there's... Some kids use these little bikes. You know, that's a thing, too. And, I mean, people got to find their niche. And the fact that you offer such a variety of skateboarding in our community, I think,
well,
is great.
Not only that, I think skateboarding, correct me if I'm wrong here, okay, I think skateboarding was the precipice of all the esports now with the different things that
are
people doing.
With
the Olympic type. That's so huge now. It's mind-boggling. But they were all skateboarders at one time, weren't they, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The history of it is really fascinating because it came from surfers.
Okay.
So when the waves weren't quite at peak, they put roller skates on the bottom of boards and then found banks to ride on. And then they transitioned into finding empty pools and then started that way.
I never knew that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yep. Yeah, so there's a lot of similarities within surfing. Like the language is very similar and everything like that.
That's so cool.
Yep.
So you have a... Is it new? I mean, you've moved, but is it? You're in a new place now in Holmgren, or tell me how long you've been there. Tell me about your place.
Yeah, so it'll be 2 years, June 15th,
okay.
That will be on Holmgren. But yeah, it was a huge transition. So our original building, we had 13,000 square feet, and it was a dingy warehouse. It was the old Honda Power Sports building.
Oh, I know that.
And like when you walked in, it's what you expected a skate park to be. And like, I didn't grow up skating. My son got me into it with another friend.
Oh, wow.
But when I walked in those doors, it was like I was coming home. There was just something about it that was appealing to me. And my son and his friend skated that day. And then the next day I went there, and that's when I got to meet Brian, our founder. And he talked me into, we had a climbing wall at the time. So I spent the day climbing while my son and his friend were skating. And then my son wanted to go back the next day. And then that's when I got on a board for the first time as an adult. I had one as a kid that my grandma won in a raffle. And it was funny because when she first got it for me, she had it on the kitchen floor, stepped on it, fell, like the classic scene.
Wow.
Yeah. But I never really did much with a skateboard.
Did you grow up around here?
Abrams.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, I mean, this wasn't a mecca of skateboarding.
No.
I mean, you had people that were really interested, but they didn't have a lot of what you've done. They didn't have that.
Right. And that's what's really great right now is there's so many parks that are popping up in different communities throughout Wisconsin and the world. And the best thing about action sports is that it's very inclusive. So anybody that shows up and is putting work into it is instantly accepted.
Well, you got the perfect motto, more than a skate park.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah. So it's a model that we picked, and now what we're doing is working on living up to it. So one event that we had this week was a ramp building program.
Oh, cool.
So my dad was a builder. He built houses for 10 years, and at the time, when I was younger, it was more like I was holding the flashlight or being a runner for him. And then I put together my first skate ramp with Brian, kind of learned a little bit about the construction. And then when we built our new park, learned a lot by trial and error. But I wanted to be able to get kids involved because there's so many different avenues that can be taken with careers within action sports. It's not just becoming a sponsored or a pro skater or BMX or scooter rider. Being able to see what all those different revenues or avenues are going to be is important. So we ended up working with the Ashwaubenon High School, their advanced engineering program.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And they designed three different ramps and obstacles that people could purchase within this program. And then Tuesday night, we went over to Ashwaubenon High School and then worked with Tom Barnhart. He's one of the tech ed teachers there. And we had four stations set up. So we had four families participate, two built bank ramps and two built quarter pipes. But it was great to be able to see the father and son duos.
Absolutely.
Getting a little bit of basic construction skills. And they got really good quality ramps at about half of the price that you would purchase them online.
I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So your place, your new place, and I'd say new, it's been 2 years, but it's 2351 Holmgren.
Yep.
Right. And that's, how many square feet is that? You said you went from 13 to what?
Yeah, so we got about 17,000 skatable square feet, about 20,000 altogether.
And the students who go there, the students, mostly they're kids, right? Are there a lot of adults? I should know that. I've only been
there
a couple
times. Really
great
because a lot of adults will get back into it because of their kids
or
their life.
Like you.
Because we have a lot of kids that get to be about 16 or 17, and then they find other interests.
Yeah.
So later in life.
What's her name?
Yeah, right.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, a board's always going to treat you better. Yeah. And that goes both ways. But
we could go all, we could go a whole segment of
that would be easy.
And forth and
that would be easy. If you let us do that, we could entertain our listeners for, that.
Are you kidding me? I got to tell you something funny, though. Our lovely new salesperson.
Yes.
And we're talking about something right there. She's, I'm sure you couldn't say that because of the standards in radio, right? I'm like, standards in radio?
What? Go sell. All right. You're talking about the skaters there, the age group?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the best things about the skate community because kids that are 5 years old and then adults that are 45 years old can learn together. So
it
takes away the age barrier, which is amazing because kids start to learn how to have conversations with adults. And especially this day and age, like kids are learning or forgetting how to communicate with each other. They have their own.
I just read this the other day, okay? Or yesterday, but it's just funny you'd say that. It's about LeBron James and his son, Bronny James. They're teammates with the Lakers, doing whatever, okay? And they asked LeBron, I said, well, what's it like at the dinner table when you guys sit and talk? He goes, you kidding me? So he said, he's playing video games or doing whatever, and I'm doing my. He said, it's not like when people used to grow up where you
sit around the dinner table.
You know what I mean? So for him.
How was your day?
So for him, basketball, like what you're saying is what skateboarding is bringing those together. That's what basketball was for him.
To bring his kid together. It was the sport, not the dinner table.
Exactly. Yeah. So what you're saying is exactly the same as that.
Yep.
I just want to say that these things cost money. I mean, besides the equipment. I mean, you got the heat, the light, the insurance and everything.
Yep.
You have a fundraiser coming up that we want to support. Yep. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So it's called Glitter and Gold. It's actually happening tomorrow night over at the Stonewood venue.
Yep.
The fun begins at 6:00. We're going to have silent auction items. Hinterland is providing the beer for us that night.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, and then we'll have the new dueling pianos there
for entertainment. Oh, you get
them? That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
they did an event for us when we were involved with
Big
that. Green Bay. And yeah, they're helping out again.
Yeah, those guys are great.
They're awesome.
For sure.
And the money that you raise at this event, and hopefully it's very successful, I think it will be, but goes to what?
Yeah, mainly it's going to go towards our operational costs, but also our programming as well.
All right.
One thing that we've been doing is just offering more programming, like the ramp building program, but we also work with the YMCA's 21C program. So we have five schools that we work with throughout the school year that we bring in for a six-week program. One thing that we did originally, and we ran out of funding, was we were able to give each kid a skateboard and helmet that were involved in the program.
Wow.
And I think the thing that most people don't realize about skateboarding is how much it helps with self-esteem and confidence.
And I'm just going to throw in another one of your mottos here that you have with your thing.
Talk
about that. Function through fear.
Yeah, definitely. And that was Brian's saying, and it's something that we live
up to. Brian, of course, passed away.
Yep. Yeah, a little over 4 years ago.
Yep. But go ahead. Your function through fear.
Yeah. And it's amazing because what I love about fear, within kids is it puts everybody on the same playing field. So you'll have kids that show up really tough. They're like talking the language, but then you put them at the top of a ramp and they just freeze. Uh-huh. And then you get the opportunity to connect with them on a human level. So all the stuff that they're trying to mimic from people that they look up to just completely disappears. And it's this them, their board, the ramp, and the instructor. And I consider myself more of a confidence coach than a skate coach or any other title that I have within the organization.
But that's so important. That's, I don't know if you heard the gentleman we had on earlier, Jeff Olson, and his son, unbelievable athlete, 4.0 student, All-American kid, committed suicide.
Oh, no.
Because mental, and he says, you know, it's an illness. It's not a just a thing. It's a like tearing up your knee. It's an illness. But I all I'm saying is connecting, like he says, you know, connect with these young kids. Yeah. You're doing that. Yeah. It's not football, but you're doing that with this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, too, because, that's one thing that we're really focusing on. And the reason I'm here today is because of Mental Health America and how they plugged us this last week.
Right.
And yeah, it's a serious topic. And when you're able to see a kid's confidence grow and see those accomplishments that make and the pride that they have within them. And like I've studied Tai Chi for over 20 years and I always throw in Eastern philosophy into my teaching and helping them to understand that if we can rely more on how we feel about ourselves rather than what the outside influences are telling us, that we're going to have a much easier life. So being able to make that connection with your board, having to do something over and over again and fail your way forward is just a huge life lesson that most of the kids that come into our facility aren't necessarily getting or they're craving for. Another thing that we get too are kids that don't necessarily fit into traditional sports. So like you had mentioned before, there's a lot of camaraderie within skating and all action sports, and we're supporting each other. So when you do watch skateboarding or snowboarding in the Olympics, you'll notice that the contestants act different towards each other. They're supporting each other. So if somebody gets beat, like the person that now is taking second is super hyped because the person before probably landed something that had never been done on that big of a stage before. So
that's cool, man.
And I think that it's sort of one of the things that we worry about with the youth is they drop out.
Yeah.
And sometimes they drop out because they don't fit in, and you give them a venue that maybe they could fit in, right? Maybe they don't like, I don't know, basketball or band or something, and get over to your place and they could fit in. I think that's really, really an important thing to have in our community here, a place like yours to invite everyone. Tell me.
And it's a good sport in that they won't get kicked off the team for smoking a little ganja. What was it? Cross the.
He brings that up like that was 40 years ago. Jeez. Anyway, back to, yes, he runs a clean place over there.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. I lost my train of thought. All right.
Oh, it's so bad.
Jeez. The cost for the kids, how do they go? How do the kids? I know this fundraiser is for a fundraiser, and that's a separate event than the skating park. But tell me a little bit more about the skating park, when it opens, and how the cost, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so for the summer, we're going to be switching up our hours, and then we're also going to be having all of our day passes be $10. So we do have monthly memberships for the youth that are $45, and then we also have a program called Access for All that allows a discounted rate for families in need. For the most part, we just want to get those kids in there and to be able to benefit from what we have to offer.
Eric Peters, can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a quick break. We're going to talk more about this. This is a great thing, the skate park that you guys are going to want. I want you a little bit more about, you know, where you began and where you are right now. And I love the fact that you're not just an administrator, you're a participant.
Yes.
That's the part I love about this. Yep. I want to talk about that, too, that, hey, there's no stigma about being a middle-aged guy or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Doing some skateboarding. Yep. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mon of the Mayor here on a Trucker Thursday. Starting to clear up outside. 61 in Green Bay, 61 in Hampton, 60 in Oshkosh. Forecast sunny and breezy, storms possible later today, high in the mid-70s. you know what? I don't care. Just give me some of that 70 degree. Okay. I mean, we were talking about Ben Indiana Melker. People all of a sudden want to look at houses. They just, you know, and it's all because of the, or partly because of the, you just want to get outside right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. It's great seeing your neighbors again and people walking down the street.
And Eric Peters joining us from the Green Bay Skate Park.
And the, tell me, I should know this. What is your acronym stand for? It's Green
Bay? Oh, yeah. Green Bay Action Sports Organization.
Okay. Action Sports Organization. Yeah. All right. And you were talking about kids can come for $10 for the full day. They can buy a monthly pass for $45. Yeah. Do you offer classes as well?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually have a bunch of summer camps coming up. We're partnering with the YMCA. So for the first time since Brian tried it the first time and realized how chaotic it is, we're going to have all day camps. So four times a summer, one in June, two in July, and one in August. We just posted that on our website. So you can check it out there at jabasso.org. But we're going to have skateboarding in the morning, and then the YMCA is going to provide supplemental activities in the afternoon.
That's great.
So we'll have different themes. We'll have a science theme and an art and design week and games week, and then a combination of all those for the fourth one.
And we're at 2351 Holmgren Way.
Yep.
Now, we were talking about something else that like Tony Hawk is in his 60s and all these different guys. But it's a lot more of a physical sport. I mean, as far as the different muscles that are used that you might not think when you watch somebody do it. Go ahead and explain about guys your age or whomever, how this can still benefit you, but don't think you're just going around or along for this fun little ride.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fun little ride. Like, my favorite feature to skate in our park is the bowl. So it's like your own personal roller coaster. And there is a ton of health benefits to it, but there's something very therapeutic about slamming on the ground as well. Like you don't want to fall, but when you do fall, like you have that moment where that's all that you're concerned about in life. So I've been a Tai Chi instructor for over 20 years, and Tai Chi is described as meditation and motion, but action sports is the same way because you're moving at a speed. You have to pay so much attention to what you're doing within your body that you really don't have time to think about other things. So it's a really good release for a lot of these kids that have a lot of stress in their lives and parents as well. And like we had mentioned before, just a great opportunity for fathers and sons to connect, or mothers and daughters, or mothers and sons to connect as well. Awesome. To be able to have that, because within the screen age, there's so many distractions that we have and so many priorities that we think we should have that really take us away from that human connection. So being able to have an activity that brings us back to that, but also puts us in our body where we can really focus in on the here and now rather than all the distractions that we allow ourselves to endure is something really great about what we offer.
That's phenomenal, but I'm looking at my core. I need my core work
for sure.
Done here. Okay, Eric, that's all great. Yeah. My core. Let's worry about my core.
Do I need to whip out my six-pack right now?
Oh, my gosh.
6 months of skateboarding can do for you?
6 months, 6 years.
Why don't you just be quiet.
The only six-pack you and I have are the ones back in the fridge. Okay?
That is true.
That's good.
But it has gotten you in better shape.
Yeah, for sure. I would say more mentally than physically.
Yeah,
I've always been in good shape. Always had really good balance, but just like the mental aspect. And when things are getting a little bit too chaotic, I'll just step on my board. And another thing great too is when you do form that connection with somebody that you're helping with coaching, a lot of those other distractions go away and you can just focus in on helping out, and the rewards from it is amazing. And one of the best things about the park is the organic mentorship that happens between the kids and adults there. Yeah. So you can show up to any park anywhere in the world. And I actually was able to take a trip to China with my current instructor for Tai Chi. And I actually taught a girl in China how to skateboard, which was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, but
one second, I'm just switching gears. Tell me about Tai Chi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Tai Chi is described as meditation and motion.
Right.
I got into it because, like, I was big into Karate Kid when I was a kid. And then as I got older, I felt like I was getting too old to join a martial arts class. So when I was in college, I was looking for some way to clear my head of thoughts before I fell asleep at night. And I heard Tai Chi described as meditation and motion, did a class and just fell in love with it. So I've been teaching Tai Chi in the area for over 20 years.
But it's a martial art, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's referred to as a soft art. But what's crazy is the weight distribution and the way that you move is so similar to being on a skateboard. So I think that's one of the reasons that I picked it up. And some of my friends have given me the nickname Zen Master, which I laugh about. But one of the things with skateboarding is you want to make it look effortless. Okay. So when you see an athlete in any sport,
right.
it's like, oh, that looks so easy.
Right.
But when you are able to make it look effortless, but have the feeling of that full confidence and having it feel effortless, it's just the best sensation in the world.
Do you give lessons, Tai Chi?
Yep. Yeah, I actually teach at Jabasso
Tuesday
mornings. And then over at the Titletown District on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m., I'll be teaching a class all throughout the summer
until
the end of September.
That's right where I'm working.
Be there
yeah.
where we work.
Well, I can come in here with you guys.
Eric, absolutely. We're going to get you in here. We'll do that. That'll be part of the whole kayak thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I'll get your balance up good with Tai Chi, and then we'll get
you on board. Why do you think I don't have good balance now? I'm really low center of gravity. I got great balance.
Yeah. No, it's, speaking of low center of gravity, it's really great because one of the questions we get asked is, when is a good time to get your kids into this activity? Yeah. And like four-year-olds is a really good time because their center of gravity is so low. And when they spread their feet out, they just have such good balance on their board. And one of the first skills that we learn how to do is called pumping. So on a half pipe, you can go back and forth, the same physics on a swing, to be able to bend and unbend your knees at the right time. And then you just work your way
kind
up
of a pendulum
that half
kind
pipe.
Of thing up there?
Yep. So with kids that are with that lower center of gravity, you're able to push them and then they go back and forth.
That'd be me.
And,
I'd be perfect at that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Working the six pack.
Stop on by.
All right, whatever. Eric Peters, talk about your. Real quick, your fundraiser again tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. is where the fun starts. Stonewood venue. You can find tickets on our website, jabasso.org. We'd love to.
And dueling pianos.
Yes, dueling pianos. It's going to be so much fun.
Phenomenal. This is great. I hope everybody comes out tomorrow night and see what you guys do there. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me here,
buddy. Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Back at this. I just passed a
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday. Now, for the time being, once again, sunny and breezy, storms possible later today, possibly severe, high in the mid-70s. 60 right now in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 62 in Oshkosh, and 107 degrees in Sydney, Australia.
Right. What's Eli, that in Celsius, though?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know. How many liters in a gallon?
No one knows.
I want to say 3.8.
I think she's probably close
enough. I think nobody likes a bragger.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Eliza Cousins, our new member of the family with the broadcast Civic Media, in sales and originally from Australia, correct?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I grew up in the bush outside of Sydney.
Okay, you know, I get a fascination with poisonous snakes, with venomous snakes.
Hit me.
The brown snake, deadly.
Oh, I got to tell you a story about a brown snake.
Okay.
So I was probably middle school age, probably about like 14, and I got home from school. Dropped my bag on the floor and I look outside my living room window and I see my little kitten, Missy, this little tortoise shell and a 7-foot brown snake.
Wow! In your yard.
And the brown snake, I think the second deadliest snake.
Well, cobra, black mambas, and the brown snakes.
Yeah, so a brown snake is a type of taipan. And if it bites you, you've got probably about 20 minutes. People don't die because Australia is very good at treating snake bites, but a cat would,
So does your cat?
Yeah. So I...
Okay, I'm glad you're laughing about your cat eaten by a snake.
Yeah, but
they survived.
Let's
just hire some more Australians.
It chewed on it and ate it.
It's
better than what Jim did. He burnt his cat alive.
It wasn't a cat, it was a guinea pig. Okay, go ahead.
That's what?
I know, right?
No, it wasn't me.
It was John, him.
No, John's got the story.
Let her finish her story. We'll tell you this story.
No, you're mine.
Yeah, we're going to put a pin in the guinea pig.
Your guest.
She's looking at him like, what a jerk. Yeah. Who am I working
what
with?
What have I got myself into?
Yes.
So I look out and I see the 7-foot taipan moving for my kitten. And what does any 14-year-old do?
Scream?
They call for their mom.
Okay.
And I yelled, Mom, Missy, brown snake. And Karen Cousin grabs the broom.
No, she didn't go after one of the most deadliest snakes in the world.
And she runs out
with a broom.
With a broom, gets between the brown snake and my cat, chases the brown snake away, and we never saw it again. And Missy lived.
I'm not sure I would ever go out in that yard again, and knowing there's a 7-foot brown snake, the deadliest thing on earth, in your yard.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So that's Karen Cousin for you.
Is that what got you to the United States? No, how'd you end up here? I'm serious.
Oh, I met a boy. You know, yeah.
One of those things.
That's
like,
it.
I mean, he's not in the picture anymore.
No, we split. We co-parent. But yeah,
Good. I'm glad you're here. I didn't know. Why Green Bay? Australia, United States.
Well, you went to Madison first.
Oh, you went
right?
to Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we've hopped around a little bit. But yeah, my ex is from Green Bay. This is his hometown,
cool.
Yeah, when he finished grad school, and we just kind of settled here.
Great.
And we're raising a kid here.
And now you're going to be with Civic Media, and you're going to be the outside sales force.
Yeah. Terrific. So
is that Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh?
Really, my job is Green Bay. Okay. Yeah,
she can go wherever she wants. If she wants to go
someplace,
she can go wherever she wants, but she'll be hyper-local with us.
Okay.
Yeah. So I haven't worked in radio since my college radio station back in a year that is so far away I won't mention it. But yeah, I have a degree in radio and I love it. And growing up in the bush, it was, you know, what connected me to the world. And I've kept this passion going. And I really think of, you know, sales and sponsorships and building up what you guys do as a form of community organizing. You know, I chose Civic Media because of what we do, building civic life and democracy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, coming from, you know, an organizing and fundraising background, my job is to bring in the funds and bring in the community that backs you guys up.
Great. Were you ever worried about great white sharks?
Oh, yeah. They're around.
I mean, they're all over the place there, right?
Oh, yeah. I actually just took my daughter back. My daughter is 5, and we spent February in Australia. And her daycare teacher, when she told her daycare teacher she was going to Australia, she put on a shark documentary in the preschool.
White sharks out there?
In the preschool room, which was maybe not the best bet.
Is she okay, let me ask you this. You worried about dingoes? Maybe
no.
The dingo ate your baby.
I knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Can I tell you something else, though, too? Can I tell you something else? You probably know this. You can eat kangaroo.
I have eaten kangaroo.
Oh, okay.
Cooked kangaroo, yeah.
What's it like?
Thai kangaroo chicken. Salad is amazing.
Thai kangaroo salad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot like venison.
Really?
It's a lean red meat.
There's a phenomenal market in Oshkosh. Tom, what's the name of that market that we loved?
Wagner Market.
They have kangaroo jerky.
So this is what I have to bring to the potluck?
Yeah.
I really don't eat much meat, but I'll have to ship in a room for you guys.
All right, do it. All right. So what do you know? What do you want? How can we help you?
Yeah. I've known Green Bay to be incredibly welcoming. To new folks. And, you know, I want to put a call out to the listeners, the small businesses, the people doing good in this community, that we can collaborate. You know, it is for me, you know, it's about this mission of, you know, boosting civic engagement in this town, you know, bringing people in to invest in our democracy, to restore civic engagement, to have actual conversations.
We need that. I don't know if it was COVID, if it was the local newspapers being purchased by large newspapers, if it was the even the TV stations being controlled a little bit more by corporate. We've just lost some of that, like you were talking about, just the local, what's going on here, local democracy, local civic activity.
That's it.
Yet it's here.
Yeah.
It's not like it went away, just the coverage of it went away.
Right.
So to bring people in here and talk to them, and they're like, I didn't know that. And it's like, well, you should have. But, you know, how are they going to know about it unless we help inform them?
That's it. And just having venues.
And without opinions, too. We just this is what's going on.
Like your show, obviously, but also, you know, Jane and Maggie, you know, having this discourse, talking directly to people and airing out our issues.
Right.
I really believe that kind of that's how we're going to fix things.
Yeah.
So in regards to this area versus other areas you live in, obviously you know Green Bay pretty well. I think they'd be very welcoming to somebody because, you know, Civic is brand new here.
Yeah.
And, you know, some very, very long term established station. I think it's a little bit of a fresh when you go in, it'll be a little bit of a breath of fresh air for a lot of these places. I've been hit on by everybody. You know what I mean? Bringing a little bit different slant to it and you being different. So I think that's cool. I think I would be, if I were you, I'd be really excited about this opportunity. I really would.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, we're really anxious to like point you in the right direction with some potential sponsors and advertisers.
Yeah. Bring it on. I work for commission.
So do we.
Hey, tell them she was a barista too.
Were you?
I believe that.
We weren't telling them that.
Oh, well, I decided to because we'll put you because now John's going to want you to make his coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
no.
Next door.
Karen cousin taught me better than that. But no, I put myself through college through university. Yeah, like.
Nice.
Working coffee shops, slinging espresso, and
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's kind of nice with that accent. You know, oh, be
that's
like,
what
this
I mean.
Awesome,
absolutely,
you know?
Right. It's fantastic. What do you think of Greg Norman?
Sorry,
the great white shark, the golfer, Greg Norman, started up LIV.
Oh, that yeah.
What do you think?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Not a fan, huh? I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
That's a name I have not heard. Do you want to like, know what, 20 years.
Do you know what? Know something? The top two punters in the NFL draft this year. Okay,
they're from Australia.
We're both from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing actually American coaches are going over there because these kids were brought up with rugby and soccer and everything.
Yeah, and Aussie rules.
And they're so strong. These
rugby,
kids are.
Rugby is hardcore. No helmets, no padding.
Yeah.
Yep.
So American coaches are going over there and doing clinics to take their physical skills and adapt them to American skills. And like I said, the two top punters for the draft this year were both from Australia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. If they're punters, I bet they grew up playing Aussie rules.
Okay.
Which is like
football.
Really a kicking sport. Yeah.
Rugby. Mm-hmm. That's your sport.
Not mine personally, but it's
Australia.
Around. Yes.
No,
I played cricket. Yeah, cricket and netball.
That's
big. Have you been to the cricket?
Why did you say that?
I just wait. Why not?
I'll teach you.
Eliza,
the Civic Media Picnic. No, we're going to have a beach cricket
Eliza,
game.
Eliza, let's play it. We're at the cricket park here in Green Bay.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was a pace bowler on my high school cricket team.
Did you know there was a cricket park in Green Bay?
I didn't, actually.
Nobody does, because there isn't one.
Okay, well, they're going to sponsor us. We're going to live broadcast me teaching you cricket. There we go.
Todd, is that part of our...
I like that too.
The cricket,
right?
Pentathlon,
kayaking, right?
Yes,
you guys are kayaking.
Jim and I are having this big challenge, a physical.
What's the other one? Yeah. So it's kayaking,
skateboarding. I broke my arm skateboarding.
I was gonna say I didn't want to ask him that, but I was gonna ask how many people break their wrists and stuff.
I was longboarding. This is when I was 22 years old. I had no business on a longboard. But yeah, I got a little too confident and I kicked off and the board went forwards. I went backwards and I landed like on my wrist.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So cricket, but there's another one we talked about this
morning. Pickleball.
Yeah.
Pickleball.
There we go.
All the kids are playing.
We're
pickleball.
Having a decathlon.
Yeah. You know? But the skateboard, I don't
know
if she's going to sign
we'll
off
put
on
the,
that.
We'll put the cricket in instead.
All right.
What do you think,
cricket.
Jim?
No, I'm in for cricket.
Yeah. How's your overall?
All right.
How's your overall, Jim?
You'll be the teacher.
Jim.
What?
She has a question for you.
What? What's that?
Go ahead.
How's your overall?
It's good.
Yeah? Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No, I just want to keep this moving along here.
Is that where they go? Actually, there was a movie I watched. It was kind of a crappy movie, but I love the actor John Hamm from Mad Men.
Yep.
And he, did you know the movie I'm talking about? Where he was a professional Major League Baseball scout, and he was in, I want to say like India.
Yep.
And he's watching a cricket match.
Imagine that.
Holy crap. This kid's got an arm that's unbelievable. Yep. Try to develop him into Major League. So go ahead and describe that real quick, if you don't mind. Cricket.
We're on camera.
Yeah.
I'm a little rusty. But yeah, so cricket is overarm. And the idea is you have the most control possible in your pitch. I was a pace bowler, so I specialize in speed. But there are people who do what's called spin, you know, where they just make the ball go in the exact
it's like
right
curve
direction.
Ball in baseball.
Exactly, but so precise.
Really?
So it really is extremely scientific. And you watch people, you know, like the Australian national team at the top of their game. It's,
well,
it's
you're
really
talking
cool to
a
watch.
Couple of scientific guys here.
Oh, yeah. But that's extremely.
We know our angles.
Yeah. So I was very boring. I just hit it straight as fast as I could. And that's where you know, you have the cricket ball, which is made of concrete.
Yeah, they're super hard, right?
Super hard.
Okay.
So you go over And you do it at a run. Yeah.
I would actually like to see this.
I'll have to practice.
I don't know if that
Jim,
sounds,
is there a cricket park in use in
Green
Bay?
I'm going to call. I just talked to our director.
Parks and Rec guy?
The direct guy, Dan. I talked to him yesterday because we have to talk to him about something. But anyway, I'll follow up on that. There was. I dedicated
So anyway, go to civicmedia.us/advertise and you'll get to me.
All right.
And yeah, right. I'm looking forward
Are
to working with this town.
Are there any other cricket players out there?
There's a lot.
Any other cricket players?
This is not my specialty anymore.
It's wonderful, me. We're going to have a great time with you. It's great.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
And I'll share that stuff with my cousin Roberto.
Excellent. Okay. Tell him I said hi.
I will.
But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee cranking nuts. They'll drive their way roaring, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville.
Great songs, Todd. Happy Trucker Thursday out there, everybody. Give me a little honk. Anybody driving around right now that's listening to a truck, please do your honk. And we want people to text us to let us know if they heard it.
All right.
Give us a little something, something, folks. There we go. Thank you very much. Hey, welcome back. A beautiful Thursday right now. As we mentioned, storms moving in this afternoon. Could be pretty severe. Any updates on that?
Nothing more than we know. Looks like later this afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock, they might be kicking in.
Are there tornado warnings? Or
not warnings or anything like that, but of course, if there is severe weather, you'll hear about it right here on WGBW and WISS.
All right. Outstanding. Great guest once again today, Brett Jansen here, Pickleball for a Purpose.
Yeah.
Really great thing they've got going on this weekend.
Hey, what's cool about pretty much everything we talked about, they're all kind of fundraisers too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's really important. That just shows you how this community.
But you know, you notice something else?
You need to support those. What?
It's adults and kids.
Yes.
That's the fun part. They're adults and kids.
Getting the kids involved early.
Pickleball as well as the skating. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
It's nice when we can do it all.
Love it. And Jeff Olson, again, folks, I think this is such an important thing. And I'm so impressed with what this gentleman has done. Had an amazing son who was an amazing young man, amazing athlete, 4.0 student, and he committed suicide. And Jeff, I'm sure, has gone back over the years, and as he brought it up to us, you know, even at a younger age, you know, is having issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I mean, we're parents. What young teenagers don't have issues?
Well, he was talking about, you know, an anxious sixth grader,
right?
Like, he goes to his room and drops out. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that does happen.
I know.
It's just when is it serious and when is it just a 13 year
Which, you know, as we always used to say from our era, oh, it's a phase.
Yeah, right.
You know, so how do you know? How do you have the expertise to know? Oh, this is
diagnose it is more than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, man, please.
But I think the bigger thing that he said, though, Johnny, is I do think we've got to get away from mental health being this, like,
you can wish
crazy.
It away or something.
No, not that, even that, but just like everybody tells everybody they went to the doctor, but nobody talks. I don't think, maybe you don't want to brag about it. I went to see a mental health person, but it's okay to do that. Doesn't mean you're crazy. It just means you're going to talk to somebody who knows more than you do.
Well, yeah.
And but, I think we have to encourage that more.
But what the point he was really trying to make is that you can't just tell somebody, forget about it. That's all in your head. Forget about it. It's all in your head.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says it's like an injury, a physical injury to your body.
Right, it
has to be cured, and you need things to cure it. Didn't you take that out of that, Todd?
Absolutely, and Jim and I will never know what it's like to have a bone spur on our Achilles, right?
Nobody does.
But we hear about it every day, and that's what I'm saying with mental health. If we just mention it and say, look, I'm going to go see somebody.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm a little worried about myself or something's not right. I'm going to see somebody.
I'm not feeling right. I'm going to go see. It'd be like, that's awesome.
Yes. And that's the other thing, Jim. You just said it. Like, if somebody does tell you that, it's not that they're looking for attention or anything like that. Support them.
Right.
Hey, is there
need
anything
a ride?
Need a ride?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you 100%. And I deal with it. I have dealt with a lot with veterans, obviously, over the years. But it's the same thing. They're damaged. They're damaged. Something happened. They're damaged, and they need, you know, serious medical or whatever you want to call it.
And like you said,
solutions.
You know, and there's a lot of prescriptions out there, but you know, we're all a little bit different. And you know, we have to come up with the thing where they can just draw your DNA, and this is what John Minow needs, and this is what Jim Schmidt needs, this is what Todd Michaels needs, because it should be different for everybody, but we try to figure it out because we got this general, well, this right. usually works, and try, well, it ain't working on me. Same with, we just talked about that at length a couple weeks ago with chemo. You know, that's a recipe, and it's like, is this working on this guy or not? And we haven't got that figured out yet. I mean, we're doing much better than we used to, but when it comes to the medications that mental health people are on, that is a science. I mean, they got to figure it out.
Yeah, they're absolutely
trying to get.
But
the
even
right
just
recipe.
The more it's brought to the surface, the more it's brought to the surface. Cool, yeah. No stigma. It's something that happens.
Yeah.
So and this is Mental Health Month,
right,
basically,
correct, yeah.
and with an emphasis on younger people.
Yeah, and I'd like to think, I don't know this, but I think insurance covers all that, like they would your bone spur, right?
Honestly, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. I hope so.
Does for
think.
Kids.
You know, Todd?
I don't know. I think it depends on which insurance you have.
Probably.
And all that kind of stuff.
What
we really need to do is get beyond all that and at some point let people get healthy without having to jump through hoops. How's that sound?
I agree totally.
And we're a ways away from that. The insurance companies run the healthcare system.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, no question there.
So
anyway, also we got a ticket giveaway for Fiesta Italiana.
Oh, so that's going to be fun. No, you might not go. What?
Well, I might be in the UP.
Todd and I are going.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's
I got that wristband.
Great.
It's a great wristband.
I
don't want it to go to waste.
I was at the Automobile Gallery 2 days ago, and the cars are coming in.
Oh, no kidding.
Unbelievable. Daryl's showing me around, and, I was at Perone.
Is that one that's worth $1 million there?
Right. It's in. It came in yesterday. It came in 2 days ago.
Wow.
And you saw it?
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
That's a cool event.
Did he let you slide in?
He didn't. Okay. No, I was behind the rope.
I could see you as a Perone.
He did. Oh, that's a good. There's some great cars there. Of course, a lot of
Donna
Italian
is
cars.
Ava.
Yeah, oh, man, right.
Standing up on your fourth floor.
Yeah. Out the windows.
Eat the cake.
Yeah. That's right. Sing it. Yeah. No, sing it.
Okay, let's go on.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a good movie. That's a really good movie Madonna made.
So also a couple things. I do have tickets for that, so we'll give those away tomorrow. Okay, let's remember, guys.
Those are great, and that's worth.
We knew all about it all day, and you.
We kept asking.
No, it's on there. No, you didn't.
Bleep.
No, you didn't do anything.
Whatever.
But tomorrow's also a free ticket Friday for Brewers tickets, so we will have a keyword for you tomorrow morning in the 7 a.m. hour for your chance to go see the Brewers as well.
Awesome.
Free ticket Friday tomorrow morning. Also, Lisa Hale will join us with a preview of New Wisco Weekend tomorrow. We've got Mark Hewson coming in, John Kramer and Kevin Osgood coming in from the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, Reggie Desimour from Area 509 is going to be talking about their anniversary party coming up on Saturday. And we've got music from Dan Rafferty tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. Dan is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your Caribbean buddy going to bring a little something
for the
effort?
He's going to be on the phone because they're getting ready for their big party.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try all this stuff.
Well, go on Saturday. Big party going on. It's their anniversary.
Fiesta thing's on Saturday. A couple things going on Saturday.
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah,
it's a perfect time of year. You know, people haven't left for vacations or anything, and the weather's nice.
Yeah.
This is great. This was a fun show today, man. This was great.
Good
Todd,
people.
Thanks for putting it all together.
Got it.
Check out Eliza Cousin, folks, Civic Media, our brand new salesperson in Green Bay.
Yeah.
We're going to help her out big time.
You should.
That poor thing.
I know,
right?
I still got stories for her like she can't believe. Yeah,
bet you can't wait.
All right. Hey, have a good day, everybody. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.